This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. We had a cool spell. You should know we would. I hope you covered those flowers you got. I do hope that you had a chance to plant those radishes I talked about last week. You can also plant kale, one of the most nutrition-dense plants on the planet, a true superhero. And there's spinach, too, scallions, and onion sets. Oh, and then there are beets. I used to only like them pickled, but then I had one directly out of the garden with melted butter, salt, and pepper. I fell in love. It's also time to plant carrots. They like loose soil for those roots to grow into deliciousness. Swiss chard is another leaf crop with plenty of nutrients and lovely color. I have a planting guide from the University of Minnesota Extension on my website, gardenbite.com. I also have some new 2020 introductions of some of these yummy vegetables on my website. Save your tomato planting till the soil temperature is around 65 degrees. Often, that's around Memorial Day for Zone 4, but it's changing. If you haven't already, it's time to uncover perennials. Push aside all the leaves to expose perennials to the sunlight, but you can leave the leaves on the soil surface as mulch. Mulch holds in soil moisture, moderates soil temperatures, reducing stress on roots, and serves as habitat for beneficial insects. Check out my website, gardenbite.com. I've got lots of information on there about all kinds of things. And of course, find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.